Christianity is totally different. Yeah, I know. Just saw that somewhere. I love it. Amen. A year of revival, people. You know what revival is before I start everything? Revive means something that has gone dead. That means it once was alive, and now it has become dead. And God will breathe life and revive. It's only the church that revival really is for the body of Christ to bring back to life. And I said, Lord, thank you. A year of revival to revive back the body of Christ to take its rightful position in this area, in this world, as far as being the channels of prayer, bring the channels of the Holy Spirit that He can move at will within the hearts and lives of people. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, what a God we serve, huh? Reviving us, bringing back to life. You see sometimes trees that are cut down and they leave the stump, and they have a little stump. And all of a sudden, as time goes by, you'll see something growing out of that tree. And you're thinking, this thing's supposed to be dead, really. I know the roots are still there for the most part, but it comes back alive. And that's God, the Holy Spirit, that can bring back to life what has gone dead. We need a mighty revival, people. The body of Christ needs a mighty, mighty, mighty revival of the Holy Spirit. And we want it. And God will give it as we desire those things. I want you to turn, if you would, to our church reading, which is Psalms 138. Psalms 138 for today. I pray everybody had a great Christmas. I hope you didn't eat too much. Nobody said amen, oh me. Amen. Now it's going back to normal. Okay. Thank you, Lord. Amen. It's a special day, the birth of our Savior. We're celebrating the birth of our Savior. I like to say it like that. Psalms 138, page 1014, 1014. It says in verse 1, as we read all together, it says, is verse 1, I will praise you with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto you. Verse 2, I will worship towards your holy temple and praise your name for your loving kindness and for your truth. For you have magnified your word above all your name. Verse 3, in the day when I cried, you answered me and strengthened me with strength in my soul. Amen. 4. All the kings of the earth shall praise you, O Lord, when they hear the words of your mouth. Verse 5. Yes, they shall sing in the ways of the Lord, for great is the glory of the Lord. 6. Though the Lord be high, yet has he respect unto the lowly, but the proud he knows afar off. 7. Though I walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive me. You shall stretch forth your hand against the wrath of my enemies, and your right hand shall save me. Amen. 8. The Lord will perfect that which concerns me. Your mercy, O Lord, endures forever. Forsake not the works of your own hands. Praise God. What a mighty God we serve, people. My Lord, what a mighty God we serve. Thank you for the hats, Dr. Pepper hats. That's Greg. It had to be. He's the one I was talking about that he didn't know why he got so many gifts because I said, well, we love you, Greg. Appreciate you. Amen. Thank God God sees us in a way that Sometimes we don't see ourselves. Amen. You know, he calls us holy before him. And I know we often look at ourselves and we think, I am not holy. But you see, we're not holy by our works. Everybody should have shouted amen. We are holy because of our faith in Christ. And that's all. That's why God can forgive and give mercy and give grace, because he sees us through the blood of Jesus Christ, giving grace and mercy unto us, and sees us as a holy people, my Lord. Thank you, Father. But I do want to welcome everyone here today, and I pray that everyone had a great Christmas, and now we're on the downward spiral of New Year's Day, which is this Thursday. I want you to turn to Psalms 31. Psalms 31. Psalms 31, page 900. When you get there, say amen. Oh, whoa, amen. Good job. Go. You almost blew me away. My, thank you. Let's make our declaration before him, then we'll get into the word. Say, this is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name. And Father, Lord, I just thank you that you will anoint me to preach your word, Father, that the preacher and the teacher will come out this morning, Lord. I pray as the word goes forth that it will be planted upon good ground, fertile ground in our hearts and in our lives, that it could grow. In Jesus' name, amen. Look at verse 24. I'm sorry, it's page 901, the verse itself. It says, be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. All you who hope in the Lord. My Lord, my Lord. 2026 is coming up, people. How are you going to face this new year that we are approaching? How are you going to approach this new year? It's raining again. I thought it wasn't going to rain till late tonight. Anyway. Yeah. Anyway, whatever. Yeah. Doesn't matter. Be of good courage. He shall strengthen your heart. We can look to our God in this coming year. And he's not talking about the heart. I mean, if we need a healing, he'll heal it, you know. But he's talking about the who we are. He will strengthen us to get the job done that needs to be done. That we can trust him for this next year that's coming up, 2026. You know, if every one of us on New Year's Day, Thursday, we get up, we read our scriptures, whatever, all that stuff, and we say, Lord, where will I be in my life with you at the end of the year of 26? See, it passes fast, people. Passes fast. Where do you and I want to be in our relationship with the Father? I'm saying about New Year's Thursday. Will that be the top for us and then we go back every day? Or no, will this be the lowest Thursday and we step up and we step up and we step up? You see, we have a choice this year. It says, be of good courage. He shall strengthen us. We know there are things going on in this world that are just horrible. I mean, you know, just horrible things that are happening all over the world. You know, we know things that, you know, because news just flies. I mean, something happens in a minute, we know it in the next minute about it, if we want it. There's too much news, seems like. So we know things. But God says he can strengthen us. He can give us the courage to go through all the ups and downs of life. He can help us as we lean upon him in this coming year, saying, Father, give me wisdom. Show me what to do. Help me. You see? He's a God that wants to help his people. And what does he have planned for you this year? What does he have specifically for you this year? I wonder if he could take the curtain and show us everything that will happen in life in this next year. We might get scared. We might start to fear. We might want to say, Lord, take me today. But you have to understand, no matter what we go through, it could be death, it could be disease, it could be sickness, it could be heartache, whatever it is, God says he'll give us courage and he will strengthen our lives. That's the kind of God he is. All we have to do is get before him, lay before him, let him strengthen, let him help us, let him give us wisdom that we need. That's the power of the Holy Ghost. Because you see at the end, December 31st, 2026, we want to say, you know what? I have a better relationship with my God than on 1-1-26. Now, you might say, well, Pastor, I may go through some hard things. That's okay. He's still with us. You may have some big high heels that God is going to bless and move and do. We thank God for that. And we thank him for all everything that happens because we know that our God is in charge. And revival is coming in 2026. My God. You know, you might say, well, and I know I said this, but it's reviving the body of Christ that once knew him and gave life to us. But somehow maybe the church body has slipped back a little bit. And now God has to revive. You know, some of the best work, I'd say even probably the best work, above somebody being healed of cancer, above somebody being healed of severe diseases within the body, is when the Holy Spirit does a mighty work in the heart and life of a person, and you really can't even see it on the outside, but you can sense it by the Spirit of Almighty God that is happening on the inside of that person as they yield themselves unto God. My Lord, that's revival. When God the Holy Spirit speaks and does things on the inside and we're revived, we hunger for the Word of God. We even hunger to be with other believers in church. My Lord, bring us back, Lord God, to the closeness of fellowship with him. Like we've never seen before. My Lord. You know, the 12 disciples, after Jesus left, they went through some hard times at first. They scattered. I mean, they didn't know. They thought, my Lord, we wanted him to be king now here upon the earth. When he told them that he would die. But the disciples came back to him as he would visit them physically, as they would meet. Because he hadn't ascended into the heavens yet. Remember those 40 days that was upon the earth after his death? It was really for his church, for those disciples. For those disciples to know that he was still in control. People, just as he spoke to those disciples and spoke to them and encouraged them and helped them, he's still speaking to the body of Christ today. And he's going to speak to you this coming year, I'm telling you. You're going to have dreams that will just astound you. You're going to sense the Spirit of God like you never sensed before. You're going to be walking along and the Spirit of God will come over you. And you're going to know that God is telling you to speak somehow to that person next to you. We're going to hit revival like we've never hit it before. But it comes at a price of laying our lives before him. We all want to see the power of God move. But do we want to pay the price to see him move? People, we have prayer here on Sunday mornings, 9 to 9:30. Come pray. Come pray. It's in the bulletin. Come pray to see what God can do. To call upon him that he would come into this place. That he would come in our lives. That he would come to our families. My Lord, we know this. Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. And we want to share the gospel with everyone we can share with. We want to share and we want to see the results of the power of Almighty God coming in. How many times have we shared the gospel and it's like, it fell on deaf ears. Well, buddy, we want to start sharing and the power of God moves upon them. That they know that you have been with God. They know that you have talked with him in the morning. They know that you have spent time with him. And the power of Almighty God is in your heart and life. You might say, Pastor, I'm not perfect. Who is? And God is coming for a people that is holy as we put our faith and trust in him and he cleans up the body of Christ. That's holiness. That is holiness. As we trust our God and he comes in and changes us and makes us into what he desires and wants us to be. My Lord, Psalms 31:24, be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart and you who hope, all you who hope in the Lord, my Lord. Psalms 31:24. I have some books I want to give out to you. These are some books that will help you throughout your year. It's taken me over 2.5 years to get all these books because they cost. That's just it. And so last year I gave the other books. I had a lot of them last year, but I couldn't. I didn't have enough. But you see, Jelaine and I want to invest into you. This is a daily. Greg, why don't you come help me? I got to keep tabs on. Greg, I need to make sure he doesn't take two or three. Greg, Marie, let me know. Ty, let me know. Just start. Whoever wants one, you know, I'm not saying you have to, but if you want a book, please take one. And what I'm asking you to do. Thank you. This is a Christmas gift for you. Okay, thank you. Amen. A gift for your soul. I like that. That's right. Please open it. I know there's wrapping around it. Oh, Greg, you didn't get one? You will. Open it up because we're going to read a little bit, okay? After you open it, Get it unwrapped. You can look through it, because I know, especially ladies, you want to look through, see everything. That's good. Like it, love it. This is your personal book. What I want you to do is, I know not today, maybe, or right now, but if you have an ink pen, write your name in it. On the cover, write it. Write your name. And I want you to go to, let's see what page. Page 11. It won't take you long to read every day. Look, and I don't want you to feel like condemned if for some day, whatever happens, you know, whatever, you know, June 9th, and you can't read it, don't feel condemned. The next day, whatever, read two of them, 9 and 10. Okay? Go to page 11 if you don't mind. This is Lauren Larson. He is one of the associate pastors at Jimmy Swaggart's church there. And he is one that wrote this. And it's called Breadcrumbs, a devotional for the entire family. And there's really, I've been reading it for the last year or so, just reading it. You know, and so they have some great nuggets in all these pages. Look, this is your personal book. You can underline. You can write notes. That's why I'm not letting husbands and wives share, because, you know, if you're having some personal notes, that's for you and God. Okay? Not for you, God, and your wife, or you, God, and your husband. Okay? You know, whatever. But that's for you. To have, to write the notes and whatever you need to do, okay, to have it. Look at January 1st, page 11. It says, starting new. It says in Psalms 31:24, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Now I'm going to start reading, okay? It says, negative circumstances can cause a believer great discouragement. It is easy for the Christian to look at the state of affairs surrounding him and feel overwhelmed and dismayed by their uninvited presence. Discouragement is quick to raise its ugly head due to these contrary happenings. Despair can hang like a black cloud over one's heart, mind, and spirit. Some of the problems we face are those we have caused ourselves. Other problems surface, and we have no control over them. In either case, the believer should recall to mind that God is able to intervene, block the forward thrust of an enemy, or correct the missteps that we have taken along life's way. Nothing that we encounter ever takes God by surprise. We should see every morning as an opportunity to start anew. We must believe that God can either fix or change the things that discouraged us yesterday. So let us see the start of each new day as an opportunity to begin again, to correct the mistakes of yesterday, and to embrace the hope and the promise of a successful tomorrow. Faith in God will always lead you through, over or out of every contrary circumstance of life. Amen. And you know, you can read it more than once a day, but this is what I would do. I'd read it. Before I read, I'd pray. You pray and say, Lord, show me things from me. And you can write little notes wherever you want to write it, because you might go back one day. If I were you, I'd write your name, and I'd write the date that you received it on the front, on the inside cover. It's yours, okay? A gift from us. And, you know, bring it every Sunday as we read whatever Sunday it is. Like, you know, the 4th will be Sunday. I think it's the 4th. We'll read January 4th together, okay? And then you can read it by yourselves at your home. So I just, you know, Jelaine and I want to invest in your soul and in your spirit that God would help you. Now, this doesn't take the place of your word, okay? The word of God and whatever other stuff you're reading, you know. But just a little help to help you along the way, okay? It's like, you know, sometimes you put a little additive in your gas tank. Like for me personally, in my vehicle, I put that little Seafoam stuff that you get for $10. It used to be $8, now it's $10 something. You put that in the tank, you know, just to keep things working on that engine, just to keep things just going well, the lifter's moving well, you know, and everything just oiled up, just good stuff, just keeping it clean, the injectors cleaned and stuff. This is what it is, just a little additive to your spirit and soul, okay? Amen. God bless you. You're welcome. You know, everyone would love to have a year of no problems, no disappointments, no sickness, no death, no broken hearts. The only people that get that are the ones that are 6 feet under. But sometimes they leave a mess, you know, whatever it is. I was talking to somebody that their mother just passed away. And, you know, saying, how's everything going? You know, just heartache. You know, it's hard. And one of the sons said, yeah, we trying to do whatever, but we have to go back. And I never heard of this, like, 4 successions ago. Oh my God. And I thought, oh, my Lord. So he said, I don't know when we'll ever get to being able to divide and, you know, all that stuff. And I said, oh, Lord. So you see, that those are some of the problems upon the earth. But we keep our faith in him. Even in the face of disappointment for this year or despair, we need to remember that God is able to intervene. As we read in the little book, God is able to intervene. We need to start the new year in the word of God and keep to it. Start the year in the word of God. You might, and I know I've given just about, as far as I know of a Bible, expositor's Bible. If you don't have one, let me know. We'll get you one that you can read it and understand what you're reading and give you the comments on that. But we need to start the word of, we need to start the year in the word of God. If he said it, we believe it, and that settles it. If Jesus said it in the word, if God ordained it so, he said it, we believe it, and that settles it. I want you to turn to Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3. Lamentations chapter 3, verse 22 and 23. 1355 is the page. There's a few things I want you to remember this year. This is one of them. Look at verse 22 and 23, and it says this. It is the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Remember this. There's new beginnings every morning. Okay? Something happens throughout the year. You disappoint yourself and you disappoint God. You get things right with him, and when you wake up in the morning, it's new. It's new. Don't stay down. It's new every morning. His mercy and his compassion, his faithfulness is new every morning unto us. His faithfulness. It says it rises up to the heavens. Number two, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. 2 Corinthians 5:17. page 2038. New beginnings every morning. He's new. He never runs out of faithfulness. He never runs out of being faithful to us. Number two, our hope is in him. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Our hope is in him. Every day you get up, your hope is in Christ. Your hope is not in your spouse. Your hope is not in your children. Don't ever try to live your life through your children. They're not, don't put that on your children. Your hope is in Christ and Christ alone. So you wake up in the morning, it's new every morning. He's faithful. And our hope is in him. That's 2026. Our hope is in him, and we have new beginnings in him because of who he is and how faithful he is to the body of Christ and you as a child of Almighty God. Isaiah 43. Page 1177. Verse 18, page 1177, says this: remember you not the former things? You know, this computer up here, you know, sometimes we think, oh Lord, it's going haywire a little bit, but it doesn't forget. God says, don't remember the former things that are not good of the past. Don't remember those things. You wake up every morning, you have a new beginning. And you know what? You have hope. My Lord, hope in him. And he's faithful unto us. The faithfulness of God. Look, remember you not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and a rivers in the desert. My Lord, my Lord, my Lord, a new thing unto us. Revive us, O Lord, in 2026. Revive the church. Revive your people, Lord. Remember the days when you couldn't wait till church was ready to start, that there was church on Sunday, sometimes even on Wednesdays. Sometimes you couldn't wait to get up in the morning to spend time with your God. You couldn't wait to get in that word, to consume it, and get it in your spirit. Revive us, O Lord. Revive us. And let me tell you, I know life happens. But look, we need a revival. Revive us, O Lord. Let us not look to the former things of the past. My Lord, that's the enemy that'll bring those things up. God has forgiven us. God has forgiven the body of Christ. He gave the best he could, and that was his son. Revive us, O God. He says he will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. People, we may be wandering around sometimes in 26, but let me tell you this, God says he'll make a way in the wilderness. As we're wandering around, sometimes it seems like, huh? Let's say amen. Amen. Sometimes it looks like we're wandering around. God says, as we keep our faith in him, that he'll make a way in the wilderness. And he will even put a river in the desert place. My God, there will be water to drink from the Holy Ghost. My God, that's the kind of God we serve as we keep our faith in him, people. As we keep our faith in him. Number four, he says he'll give us wisdom in Psalms 90, verse 12, if you would turn there. Psalms 90, verse 12. It said, they shall bear you up in their hands, lest you dash your foot against a stone. We're praying this, number one. Oh, wait, did I read the wrong verse? Oh, I'm sorry. You know what? I saw Haley look at Andrew like, what's going on? He's not doing anything right. And I said, you see, I look at your faces. And I can tell when something's, thank you, Haley. Thank you. Because I read it and I said, that doesn't sound right. It's on page 968. It says, so teach us to number our days that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. God says he gives us a new beginning every morning, people. My Lord. He gives us hope. He gives us his faithfulness. And then also he gives us his wisdom. My Lord, that's the kind of God we serve. That we're not going to look back to yesterdays, but we're going to look forward to to the future and let God be God and move upon our hearts and souls. He is able. We read that in that little book, and at the bottom of it, it says, God is able. I want you to keep that in the forefront of your heart and mind. God is able. God is able to heal the sick. God is able to heal all diseases in our bodies. That's the kind of God. God is faithful, and he will give us the wisdom that we need at the right time. God is able to supply for us money that we need, That's the kind of God we serve. He is able. He is able to give us wisdom and knowledge and help that we need in our hearts and in our lives. Even in the face of discouragement or despair, we need to remember that God is able to intervene. There's an old song which is one part of it's named He is Able. That's the name of the song, He is Able. And one part of it says, he is able to carry you through difficult circumstances. He is able. Ooh. He is able. My Lord, he is able. He's able to make us stand when we feel like we've fallen. Ooh, Lord. He is able to establish us in his kingdom. He is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his glory. We need to look at that one. Jude 24, verse 24. Jude, which is the book right before Revelation, verse 24. It says, verse 24, page 2182. Now unto him who is able to keep you from falling. Page 2182, Jude, verse 24. And to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy. He can keep you and I from falling. Man, that's a great God. He's a God that can keep us from making horrible mistakes. And he is able to keep us, and he's also able to present you and I faultless, without sin, without evil, without guilt upon our hearts and in our lives. 2026 will be an eye-opening of scriptures for us that we've never seen before. Under the power and the glory of the Holy Ghost. He's able, and he presents you before the glory of God. My Lord. And not only presents us, but he does it with joy. An exceeding joy. We say, God, for me? For you, yes. He is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his glory. You need to mark that scripture down and bring it up before the Lord every day. Remember, the word of God is like a two-edged sword. It cuts to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit. My Lord, it cuts. It cuts the enemy. You know, the sword that God gives you is not to be used to cut people. Now, I'm not saying there and let them say something that's not correct. You can be kind. But we're not to cut people. We're to cut the enemy and destroy the works of the enemy. My Lord. Number four, he's able to make all grace abound towards us. 2 Chronicles 9:8. He's able to keep that which you've committed unto him against that day. My Lord, he's what we committed to him, he's able to keep it till the day that we go and be with him. My Lord. He is able to build you up. Acts 20:32. He's able to subdue all things in our lives. Philippians 3:21. As we keep our faith in him, he's able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. Ephesians 3:20. My Lord, we may be asking something. He's saying, you're not asking enough. Are you not believing enough? Oh, my Lord. Let's turn to Ephesians 3:20. Some of you are kind of puzzled. I don't know if you really believe me. So I need to tell you, I need to show you the scripture. Look at this. Page 2065. Now unto him, talking about him, capitalized means who? Means the Father. Who is able? God is able, isn't he? Okay. To do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think. I'm going to read the comment. So far beyond our comprehension that the Holy Spirit could give us this explanation only in these terms. According, this is the word, to the power that works in us. The word according refers to the fact that this power can work in us only as we follow God's prescribed order of victory, which is the cross and our faith in the finished work. This then gives the Holy Spirit the latitude to use his great power on our behalf. Look, we don't want anything to stop the Holy Spirit. But let me tell you this, a lot of Christians, and I'm not trying to belittle at all, but because their faith is not in Christ and Christ alone, it stops the Holy Spirit from moving in their hearts and in their lives like never before. Because the key is the cross of Calvary, what Jesus did, putting in the lock and turning it. That opens it up and the lock is opened. My God, as we keep our faith in what he did, no matter what we go through in life in 2026, we're going to rise above the snare. And we're going to walk and we're going to do what God says and accomplish his will upon the earth. Number 9, he is able to save you to the uttermost, my Lord. God is able means God possesses unlimited, listen to this, perfect power to do anything he wills, far beyond human comprehension, enabling him to create, sustain, overcome obstacles, and provide grace, strength, sufficiency for believers in any situation. My Lord. Let me read it again. God possesses unlimited, perfect power to do anything he wills, far beyond human comprehension, enabling him to create, sustain, overcome obstacles, and provide grace, strength, and sufficiency for believers in every situation. Don't be fearful about tomorrow. Don't be fearful about next year. God is moving and he's pouring out his spirit. He has been faithful today. He'll be faithful tomorrow. And he'll be faithful throughout the year 2026 because of his word. Amen. He is a faithful God, people. Faithful is He. I have an assignment for you for next week. Anybody that's not here and you see him, you tell him about it. This is what I want you to do. I want you to take a piece of paper and I want you to write on there. You don't have to, you can put your name or not, it doesn't matter to me, whatever you want to do. Put number one. We're talking about God is able. And for yourself, the first one, I want you to put what you want in your life for this next year. Write it down. And then number two, I want you to put something you're believing God for outside of your personal self, something. Bring it next week, okay? And we're going to start praying on these things. God says in, is it Philippians? Pray and don't worry. We pray, we give it to Him, we don't worry about anything, and we let God move and do. No, number one, you write for your personal benefit. And number two is for something you've been praying about and believing God for, okay? You might say, well, can I put more than two? Just try to limit it to two. You say, I have a whole list. Try to limit it if you can somehow, okay? If you remember, try to do that and bring it next week. And we're gonna have a place where we're going to put them and we're going to pray over them, asking God to move. God says whatever two or three, if we believe, God says He'll do it if it's according to His will. And so we're going to be bringing these prayer requests to God and asking God to move upon them and changing things in our lives and in whatever else that we want Him to do, whatever it is. Amen.